If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
He talks about sufferings as not worth comparing. Sufferings come and go, but the glory that will be revealed is forever. So many look at these sufferings as the truth. But for believers in Christ, these are just transitory. For a short time, they will come and go.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thanks, Jerry. My friends, in today's world, there's a tremendous amount of effort by intellectuals and academics to deny that there is universal truth. Not just here in the United States, but all over the world. These so-called experts in every field of endeavor try to say that people only recognize something as truth because it benefits them. So any kind of morality is not good or true because it is good or true, but because those promoting it benefit from it being that way. Some have turned to this way of thinking because they have lost all belief in God, the only real foundation to universal truth. That is, something that is true everywhere and all the time, like, do not murder. So if there is no God, there is no everywhere, all the time truth or morality. But there are also some who are promoting these ideas with the motive to create turmoil, even revolution. When people organize large groups of people to riot because there should be no restraints, no rules, or to steal because what you have is not yours really, but it's mine, or to sow discord because peace keeps the status quo, then these people are saying that only that which promotes disruption is truth. Well, certainly when you say it like that, these things are obviously not truth. But what is truth? Well, we're going to talk about some important and actual truths today on Wings of the Morning. But now listen to Matt Maher sing Christ is Risen.
Inside the lie of inward shame, we fix our eyes upon the cross and run to Him who showed great love and bled for us. Freely You bled for us. Christ is dead, trampling over death by death. Come awake, come awake, come and rise up from the grave. Christ is risen from the dead, we are one with Him again. Come awake, come awake, come and rise up from the grave. Beneath the
In the Bible, in the letter written to the Romans, the Apostle Paul has no problem believing truths, even some hard truths, like the ones he repeats from the prophet Isaiah. Though the number of the Israelites be like the sand of the sea, only a remnant will be saved. For the Lord will carry out his sentence on earth with speed and finality. That, by the way, that's found in chapter 9 of the book of Romans and in also the prophet Isaiah. But back in chapter 8, he recounts several truths that we need to pay attention to. He says this, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. The creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. Boy, there's a lot in there, but let me just point out. The first truth is that for those that believe and trust in God, there is going to be a glorious future. Heaven, the kingdom of God. He talks about sufferings as not worth comparing. Sufferings come and go, but the glory that will be revealed is forever. So many look at these sufferings as the truth. But for believers in Christ, these are just transitory. For a short time, they will come and go. And finally, in eternity, they will just disappear. Because with God, there's no sin or evil, so no suffering. And that's the truth. And then there's another truth that he brings to their attention. Creation, nature that is a terrible mess. It's in decay, but not because it was designed that way, but it is in bondage to decay. This decay was set in motion when Adam and Eve sinned. The third truth is that one day this decay will end. Creation will be liberated. In fact, the truth is that creation's freedom from decay will come and only come with the final redemption of the children of God, when our bodies that decay like all creation are made new, never to fail again. And my friend, that is the truth. Another truth that he points to here is that when we come to trust in Jesus as our Savior, the one who, out of place and time, rose from the dead to a new, undecaying body, we gain the first fruits of this new life now. He is the first fruit. His resurrection is the first fruit. The term first fruit comes from the first taste of the harvest. He comes to live within us, and that resurrected life that he first experienced begins right then and there to be within us when we trust in him. In the letter Paul wrote to the Colossians, he says it like this, "Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God." The Colossians had been raised. They were resurrected. Had they died physically and then resurrected? No, they were dead spiritually from the decay of sin. And through Jesus, they were given new life, resurrected life, first fruits of those things to come, enabling those who were in Christ to live godly lives. Are you living a godly life, a resurrected life, or are you still in the decay of sin? The truth is that the resurrected life can begin now if you ask Christ in. That's the truth. Finally, he comes back to one of the first truths, that there is a glorious eternity in God, and adds another, that those who put their trust in Jesus Christ gain something that is tremendously important. It's hope. In this hope, we were saved, he says. We are not just saved to live a better life now, though we can, and we should, and if we are saved, we will. But if we have the hope of a perfect life in God's heaven, it is a true hope, and his new heaven and new earth will bring about that hope of living for Christ in heaven and on earth. And that's the truth. Do you want to grab a hold of these truths? Then start by asking Jesus to forgive you of your sins and to come into your heart. That's the resurrected life in you, the first fruits. You can do that by praying with me. Why don't you do that now? Pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, I need you. I need your forgiveness and your new life. Please come in. Change me. I trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, you should call me or write me. You can call me at the mission at 877-306-HOME, or you can reach me online at sundaybreakfastmission.org. I want to send you something to help you in your new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.